Speaking of plain talk in Washington, as we were a few minutes ago, here's our principal Washington plain talker now, Phil Jones, up on Capitol Hill covering the Ali Patterson fight in Las Vegas. He remembers an interview with Floyd Patterson's former manager, Customato, who told him about how he used to run a gym at the top of a flight of stairs and how he'd listen to the footsteps as people climbed those stairs. If a new kid came alone and at night and sounded scared, Customato said, he might be a contender because he had shown he was ready to overcome his fear. Now, all these years later, Customato still is making fire out of fear.
It was very tough coming up to Seattle because I was very bored, and the loneliness and the quietness was just something I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't sleep. But you get used to everything. Even the idea of dying, you know, is something a person gets used to and he accepts it. Like,
you know, do you think about it?
Customato lived a full, rich, embattled life in the big cities. He managed Floyd Patterson to the heavyweight championship of the world almost 30 years ago. But boxing passed him by and left him in exile in the country.
Because I'll tell you why. Because I believe that people die because they no longer want to live. They're lost interest. The friends are all gone. They have no motivation to stay alive. And they find something convenient to die.
To keep himself alive, Customato started a boxing club above the police station in Catskill, New York.
Move again, quickly.
He taught the local kids the same lessons of life he had taught his champions.
Quickly.
Fear is a very important thing in boxing because all fighters are afraid. Strange it may seem to people who watch the fight. Now, fear is like fire. If you let it get out of control, it will destroy you and everything around you. You manage to control it, it can make it work for you.
That's it. That's it. But you got to be on the left.
Good. That's it. Now the other way. The other side.
If he grew bored with his local kids, he never let it show. He considered himself a teacher, a shaper of character. He would take each boy just as far as he could go.
You look excellent. That's the first time that I've seen you look like that. If you go in there like you did with Dr. Frankie, you're going to be one heck of a fighter, as I can tell you. With me, the guy comes to me with a spark. I fan the spark until it becomes a flame. I feed the flame until it becomes a fire. Then I feed the fire until it becomes a roaring blaze. That's what I have to do.
That's it. Move quickly after the last punch as you did.
And then, suddenly, Customato was handling fire again. Michael Tyson, a wild, angry teenager from a nearby reform school.
Keep the head down when you come up with the eights. Keep your head down.
Coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not coming up, but it's starting to come up. You can make it perfect. It's good, but it's not perfect.
Cos, who never married or had children, adopted Michael, took him into his home, taught him about jabbing through fear.
Like Cos would always say, there's a difference between the coward and the hero. They both feel the same. They're both scared and nervous. It's just one lets his feelings get the better and devour him like the coward. And then he runs and hides. When the hero feels the same way, but he fights the feelings off, and he goes on to accomplish being a hero. Me, myself, I used to always think for some reason that I was a coward. I was afraid because of the way I felt.
What do you think with the bag? Huh? I look in the bag.
Very good. The weight on the bag is always impressive.
In their 4 years together, Michael Tyson and Customato have given each other the same gift, a future, a chance for Mike, a second chance for Cus. He remembers his emotions on first seeing Mike punch.
I get excited, just like a young fella. I get excited yet. I see something, you know, I see a fighter, suddenly I get excited, like just like a guy who's no longer capable of any sexual involvement. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden becomes sexually, you know, interested again, you know, mm-hmm. after he hadn't been that way for 20 years or something like that, you see.
I get excited all over again.
All over again. Know. A new life.
New.
That's good. That's good. Where do you go from here?
Floyd Patterson had also been a troubled youngster without confidence or direction. Cuss made him a champion.
A wicked left hook sends Moore sprawling to the canvas. Moore is very hurt as the referee picks up the count.
Cuss used that championship to topple the corrupt boxing establishment of that time.
But the independent promoter will not pay $4,000 to stuff it down the throats of the managers in the fight. They will compete with the IBC. The public will see.
But it was a costly victory for Cuss. He lost a great deal of money. He became isolated. Eventually, he was estranged from Floyd.
If I had to do all over again, I wouldn't change one bit of it. I'd keep it just the way it was, except one thing. Cuss would have been there in the end. That's the only thing I would have changed. The victories, the defeats, everything else. All it did was teach me more about myself. But Cuss would have been there at the end. Cuss would have been there at the end. He was there in the beginning.
Cuss, I love him a great deal. A great deal. That's all Cuss talks about is him, what Floyd did and what this, you know. And my opinion about Floyd and other people's opinion are their opinion, but you can't change Cuss' opinion about him.
In other words, if he goes in and gets beat one or two or three consecutive rounds, all the confidence may go, but then it may not. You know, that depends.
After Floyd became a successful businessman and boxing official, he and Cuss were reconciled.
I know how. If you give me a moment, I'll even tell you his name. I know the guy.
Nowadays, Floyd frequently visits the Catskill Boxing Club.
Is there anything that you would say to Michael if he would listen?
Well, I would say that have faith, confidence, and mainly trust in Cuss. He knows what he's doing. There were many times that I doubted him in his decisions, but I only regretted it afterwards.
You know, in a strange sort of way, you are Floyd Patterson's younger brother. You understand that?
Far off, no way. There's no way I could be compared to Floyd Patterson. Only reason that we're both probably black and we both come from Brooklyn and met Cuss at the same age. But other than that, to me, I don't think there's no comparison.
By the time Mike scored a stunning knockout in the recent Empire State Games, he was being favorably compared to Floyd and all past heavyweight champs. Mike is only 18 and still an amateur, but Cuss has dreams in his voice.
The boy can do everything the champion is required to do, and if he does everything that he's capable of doing, I tell you, he may go down as one of the greatest fighters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, depends on the fighter. I mean by that, if there are no distractions.
To be young and healthy are distractions.
Well, let me say this one. Right this moment, I'm very bored to be the world champion, international champion. I'm very bored. I must be the bored champion around. There's nothing to do, but I always know in the long run it's going to worth it. Then I'm going to have all the fun I want and have enough money to have fun with, too.
See, once the sports editor with a big trophy like that, he had it made up special.
Cuss D'Amato is more than a manager of champions. He is a saver of souls. He saved Floyd Patterson and others, and he is saving Mike Tyson. He even saved himself in another time in a slum in the Bronx.
I grew up without a mother. My mother died, I don't remember my mother. And I was fortunate because I was self-reliant at a very young age. I was not confused by the ideas and the thoughts of mothers and fathers who, well-meaning they may be, messed up the minds of their children.
Mike's mother is dead too, and for now his mind belongs to Cuss, who is 76 and already thinking beyond that future championship.
I don't succeed when I make a guy or help a guy become champion of the world. I succeed when I make that fellow become champion of the world and independent of me. Because when he's independent of me, I have succeeded. He has succeeded when he becomes champion. I have succeeded when I made him independent of me. They doesn't need me anymore.
But they need each other now, because someday soon they will be coming out of the country, coming hard and coming fast for the lights of the city.